I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Police say a Monroe man has been charged with attempted second-degree murder days after a stabbing in a local home. 56-year-old Donald Ray Miles was arrested early Monday. Miles is believed to be related to the 24-year-old victim who was stabbed twice last Thursday. Miles is being held at Ouachita Correctional Center on a $150,000 bond. It was not immediately clear whether or not he has an attorney. Former Senate hopeful Republican Paul Hollis has filed a lawsuit against Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu, claiming she cannot represent Louisiana because she does not live in the state. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says this merely is a political ploy to detract from the senator's reelection campaign.
Senator Landrieu has a residency in Louisiana. Whether it is with her parents or not is irrelevant. She pays taxes here in Louisiana as a Louisiana resident.
The U.S. Constitution states that in order to qualify, you have to be a registered voter in the state where you're running and an inhabitant of that state. The Secretary of State's office says Landrieu is a registered Louisiana voter. Stockley doesn't think the lawsuit will have any long-term effect on Landrieu's campaign, but feels that it can be a temporary issue.
Because instead of talking about other issues like oil and gas and education and her chairmanship, she's going to have to spend a little bit of time defending the fact that she is a Louisiana resident.
Hollis dropped out of the race and threw his support to Republican Representative Bill Cassidy. He filed the lawsuit last Friday. The Division of Administration has announced that in the first 2 months of the fiscal year, a newly created state office has already saved the state more than $5 million. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more.
Assistant Director of Technology Services Neil Underwood says the Office of Technology Services brings in all the IT staff from executive branch departments to streamline support, operations, and purchasing power. He says they're off to a great start.
Our goal for the entire fiscal year is to save approximately $25 million.
Underwood says the savings accrued by the Office of Technology Services will not just go away. He says that money will be available to reinvest directly into programs that serve the citizens of Louisiana. Eric Gill reporting.
Baton Rouge police are continuing to investigate an officer's shooting of a man who allegedly tried to grab the officer's gun during a drunken driving arrest. Police Corporal Don Coppola Jr. says that 27-year-old Derek Brent Davis of Baton Rouge is expected to survive after being critically wounded. Coppola would not disclose the name of the Baton Rouge area hospital where Davis was taken. He says Davis tried to grab Officer Matthew Jackson's gun while threatening Jackson's life during the arrest shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday. Coppola says the fifth-year officer has been on paid administrative leave since the shooting. Davis was arrested on suspicion of driving a motor vehicle while intoxicated. The police spokesman says that Davis also was wanted on fugitive charges of simple burglary from Livingston Parish. The KEDM weather forecast, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high in the low 90s.